The 100th Meridian passes through Oklahoma and the middle of the country, splitting it into two halves. Explorers and geologists in the late 1800s suggested the imaginary map line marked the start of the arid American West. Scientists now say they were right, and that climate change is moving it. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, this could have profound effects on agriculture and the economy.
Benji White pulls into a field and honks his horn. Before the shifter hits park and the doors close behind him and his wife, Lori, the silver Ford pickup is surrounded.
The Red Angus breed, the main thing they're known for kind of is the docility of them is great, the temperament.
Red Angus grow rapidly and make well-marbled meat. The White family runs 550 head on about 5,000 acres at their seed stock and commercial ranching outfit near Putnam in western Oklahoma. The Whites used to grow wheat and other grains, but they stopped farming and expanded their ranching business.
Farming's kind of a one-shot deal. If you don't get rain where we're completely dry land, then you lose everything. Crop insurance doesn't really pay for all the expenses.
Scientists say this shift from grains to cattle and turning cropland into rangeland could happen a lot more often. The American West appears to be moving east.
It's just a steady progression over the last 30-something years.
Richard Seeger is a climate scientist and professor at Columbia University and the lead author of new research on the 100th Meridian. He says climate change is shifting the location of the boundary separating arid western states from more humid ones in the east.
That's partly because of rising temperature, which increases the amount of moisture the atmosphere can take out of the surface. But it's also partly because of projections of declining winter precipitation in the southwest.
This could predict profound changes in farming, ranching, and the agricultural economy. More wheat and less corn, and expensive irrigation.
And it might require farms to get bigger as aridity increases and land productivity declines.
Seeger warns government could be slow to address the climate shift, which could lead to more fights over water in eastern states, shortages of crops used for biofuels, and economic problems stemming from subsidizing crops that are less viable.
In 2035, it's not going to be the same climate, and what can be grown might require some adjustment. But you know, that's some of that can be anticipated because we have reasonable confidence in these projections of climate change.
Many farmers might not be able to afford to adapt. Benji White, the rancher, says he knows a lot of farmers and families that couldn't afford to keep going after the recent drought that withered Oklahoma in 2011.
Cost of equipment, fertilizer, lack of rain. It's just hard to make it pencil out when you're trying to do it to make a profit.
The White family is all in on cattle and Red Angus. The animals are hardy and sweet, and their red hide means they'll stay cool and grow big when the next drought comes. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on the effects of climate change in Oklahoma, visit kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.